Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone, from Mike and Kim on The Good Stuff. Hope you wore your green today, and we're going to talk a little bit about the luck of the Irish and all of that today as well. If you're ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture, you can uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Now, you can go online at tsln.com. You can revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
So, Mike, what do you have?
Well, today for St. Patrick's Day, a story that I've really liked about the Irish, and I know people have heard it before. Jim's used it before, and I just thought maybe we'd tell you about Ireland declaring war on France, okay?
That's right. It's one of my favorite stories.
Well, Jacques Chirac, the French president, is sitting in his office one day when his telephone rings. "Hello, Mr. Chirac," a heavily accented voice said. "This is Patty, down at the Harp Pub in County Clare, Ireland, and I'm ringing to inform you that we are officially declaring war on you." "Well, Patty," Chirac explained, "this is indeed important news. How big is your army?" "Right now," says Patty, after a moment's calculation, "there's myself, my cousin Sean, and next-door neighbor Seamus, and the entire darts team from the pub. That makes 8. Chirac paused. "I must tell you, Patty, that I have 100,000 men in my army waiting to move on my command." "Begorra," says Patty, "I'll have to ring you back." Sure enough, the next day, Patty calls again. "Mr. Chirac, the war is still on. We have managed to get us an infantry equipment." "And what equipment would that be, Patty?" Chirac asked. "Well, we have 2 combines, a bulldozer, and Murphy's farm tractor." Chirac sighs, amused. "I must tell you, Patty, that I have 6,000 tanks and 5,000 armored personnel carriers. Also, I have increased my army to 150,000 since last we spoke." "Saints preserve us," says Patty. "I'll have to ring you back." Sure enough, next day, Patty rings again. "Mr. Chirac, the war is still on. We have managed to get ourselves airborne. We have modified Jackie McLaughlin's ultralight with a couple of shotguns in the cockpit, and 4 boys from the Shamrock Bar have joined us as well." Chirac was silent for a minute, then he cleared his throat. "I must tell you, Patty, that I have 100 bombers and 200 fighter planes. My military bases are surrounded by laser-guided surface-to-air missile sites, and since we last spoke, I have increased my army to 200,000. "Holy Mary and Joseph," says Patty. "I'll ring you back." Sure enough, Patty calls again the next day. "Top of the morning to you, Mr. Chirac. I'm sorry to inform you that we have had to call off the war." "Really? I'm kind of sorry to hear that," says Chirac. "Why the sudden change of heart?" "Well," says Patty, "we had a long chat over a few pints of Guinness and decided there's no way we can feed 200,000 French prisoners."
And there you go. What else can you say, right?
And that is, and there you have it, the story of Ireland declaring war on France and not wanting to take the prisoners. They are optimistic.
I was just going to say, that's such an amazing example of a positive attitude. There's no pessimism in their life.
What do you have for St. Patrick's Day here in the final part of our program?
Okay, well, I tell you what, I have got some Irish proverbs. I've been sharing some of these as we've been leading up to St. Patrick's Day. And so as we're getting ready to close, I'll add a few more for the morning program. "You never miss the water till the well has run dry." Another proverb, "A cabin with plenty of food is better than a hungry castle." And to wrap it up, "When a twig grows hard, it is difficult to twist it. Every beginning is weak and a good place to start."
Well, why do we wear green on St. Patrick's Day? St. Patrick is tied to the color blue. So why do people cloak themselves in green? The Irish Americans would wear the green as a reminder that they were nationalists first and foremost. The colors of the Irish flag are green, white, and orange. The green symbolizing the Irish nationalism. The orange symbolizing the Orangemen of the North, and the white symbolizing peace. There is the mythical belief that green is to be worn to make you invisible to leprechauns, which originated in America, actually. So is it offensive to wear orange on St. Patrick's Day? You're advised against wearing that color. Orange has been identified, really, with Unionists or Loyalists, people who are loyal to the British Crown. So what do real Irish eat on St. Patrick's Day? Bacon and cabbage, not corned beef and cabbage. The corned beef comes from America when the immigrants came over. Griddled potato farls and soda bread, likely without raisins, may also be a part of the spread on St. Patrick's Day. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.